It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Monday the 21st. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, investors will get a peek at how video streaming company Netflix is doing when the company reports on third quarter earnings. And at least in terms of buzz, Netflix is doing great. What with the Emmys, the hit programs like House of Cards. But does that translate into new subscribers and new revenue? Om Malik is founder of the website GigaOm. He's a believer in the future of Netflix.
I think they are showing the way as to what video entertainment looks like in the future. I think they've already changed how we consume video. They have introduced new viewing behaviors, right? Like binge viewing was not something you would do unless you owned a DVD. And now you do that all the time thanks to Netflix.
Now, as we look forward to their earnings report, what do you think a positive earnings report might reflect? And what do you think a negative earnings report might reflect?
I think the thing we need to watch for is the cost of doing business, which is the cost of infrastructure. If that is going up drastically, I think that is something to be worried about. But I'm not too worried about this stuff right now. I think the number to watch is how many new subscribers they've been able to get.
Om Malik of the website GigaOm. Om, thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Cybersecurity researchers have figured out how to get into the system used to track some 400,000 shipping vessels around the world. Chester Wisniewski is at the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Hi, Chester. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. So tell me how this works.
Well, there are radios aboard most all the large vessels out there called automatic identification system. The idea is to improve marine safety by giving the folks that are responsible for managing our waterways kind of real-time visibility. It's largely replaced radar as a little more detailed and accurate way to know where all those boats are coming and going from.
What have hackers been able to do here, or security researchers?
It turns out this system doesn't use any sort of authentication or encryption technology, meaning anybody can send out a radio signal and say, hey, I'm a boat and I'm over here and I'm doing this and I'm going there. And there's no way for the authorities to tell the difference between an actual boat and somebody who's simply sending out a radio signal pretending to be a boat.
What are the ways in which hackers might use this sort of thing to really wreak havoc on shipping vessels?
People with malicious intent could also pretend to be channel markers, lighthouses. This technology is not just used on the boats themselves. It's also used as a navigational aid to boats. So you could put fake things that may direct boats somewhere where they would run aground and potentially cause an oil spill or who knows what.
Chester Wisniewski of the cybersecurity firm Sophos. Chester, thank you very much.
Thanks, Ben.
And before we go, Elon Musk bought himself a gadget the other day. That James Bond submarine car from The Spy Who Loved Me only cost the Tesla CEO $866,000. No word yet on if he's turning the underwater vehicle into an electric, though that could be problematic, right? I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.